For 18 years, Flagstaff Academy has encouraged its students to participate in its annual STEM fair. This year around 200 students entered and 10 will advance to the 2024 Cordon Pharma Regional Science Fair in February. Stella Murphy, who is in 8th grade, was curious how well adults could identify an article written by ChatGPT versus a human. She asked the artificial intelligence program to write two articles for her, one informational and the other a human interest story. She also found similar types of articles from Reader's Digest from 2021, just before the AI program began to become popular. Murphy found that most adults were able to discern which of the informational articles was written by the AI program, however, they struggled when it came to the human interest articles. She concluded that most people believe that emotion is something that AI is unable to replicate, which her research discovered was not true. Swakish Udarpa, 8th grader at Flagstaff Academy, designed a tire that is more sustainable and will not go flat. Macy May. Classmate Swakish Udarpa took inspiration from a series of flat tires his family experienced over the summer. Udarpa said he learned how frustrating the situation was and how expensive it was to replace the tires. He also discovered that there are many challenges in recycling a tire. Determined to find another way, he created a tire that would not go flat, reduced the amount of rubber used and made recycling easier, he said. Each year the STEM fair is open to students in grades 6 to 8. All students in these levels must create a project, however, it is optional to enter into the STEM fair. This year's STEM fair is the largest the school has seen with over 160 projects entered. Students were asked to stand by their projects while judging commenced and provide a short presentation on their projects and their findings. The winners were announced on Tuesday afternoon. Ian Fenning, 8th grade, won first place for design in an AI-powered pet feeder. Maya Roklenko and Olive Spohn, both 8th graders, teamed up for the second place prize for their project titled, All Boxed Up, The Effects of Prescription Eyewear on Peripheral Vertigo. Isaac Verkamen and Oliver Hahn, 7th graders, created a hydraulic robotic prosthetic arm. Another seven projects were selected to advance to the regional fair in February.